From a new streaming service partnership to a market rally, today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill will deliver all of the best news before your coffee's done brewing. It's Tuesday, November 17th, and as always, I'm your host, Simran Sandhu. Now let's begin. And to start off today, we have some fantastic news from biotech company Moderna, which just announced that their COVID-19 vaccine was over 94% effective in a recent study. Now, while the vaccine shows high efficacy, researchers at Moderna are still waiting on additional data on how safe the vaccine truly is. The company said that given the rate at which the vaccine is developing, it could ask federal health officials to clear the vaccine by December, and then they can start to distribute it later that month. Overall, it's safe to say that this news has definitely increased morale, which impacted markets dramatically. Not only did Moderna's own stock surge by over 9%, but the Dow Jones reached 29,950 points, which is the highest the index has ever been. Unfortunately, we can't forget that the country is still divided over the results from the presidential election, and many are worried about how the transition in the White House will impact federal coronavirus efforts. Here's what President-elect Joe Biden had to say about what could happen given President Trump's current stance.
More people may die. So how do we get the vaccine? How do we get over 300 million Americans vaccinated? What's the game plan? It's a huge, huge, huge undertaking to get it done, prioritize those greatest in need, and work on our way through it, and also cooperate with the World Health Organization and the rest of the world in dealing with this. If we have to wait until January 20th to start that planning, it puts us behind over a month, month and a half. And so it's important that it be done, that there be coordination now or as rapidly as we can get that done.
Now, our third story takes us to, or in this case, out of the Middle East, as the U.S. military has announced that it's planning to withdraw forces from both Iraq and Afghanistan in the upcoming months. As of now, Afghanistan and Iraq hold about 8,000 U.S. troops between both countries, and this order would reduce that amount to roughly 5,000 by January 15th. As it stands, the order is considered a warning order, which is a preliminary step for action and precedes the planning process. The newly named Defense Secretary, Christopher Miller, argued that while the U.S. should, quote, avoid our past strategic error of failing to see the fight through the finish, it's absolutely important that all wars need to end. Now our fourth story moves to a different kind of war, a war between video streaming services. The story isn't about a battle, but rather an alliance, as AT&T and Amazon have announced a deal which will allow the HBO Max video streaming service on Amazon devices. As of today, existing HBO apps on Amazon Tech, including the Amazon Fire and tablets, will automatically upgrade to include HBO Max. AT&T argues that one obstacle that stunted HBO's growth was that the widely used Amazon and Roku devices, which control 70% of the streaming media player market, had not previously included HBO Max. Now the company hopes to see a surge in the number of subscribers using the service. As for our final story this morning, even though Elon Musk recently tested positive for the coronavirus, it's already been a huge week for him. Not only did SpaceX just send 4 astronauts to the International Space Station, but Tesla is officially joining the S&P 500 as of December 21st. As the company is heading towards its first full year of profits, this will be another milestone for the books, but keep in mind that the company has previously tried to get into the index, but clearly they didn't have much success. After the news was confirmed, the company's shares increased by 10% in after-hours trading. To give you some perspective here, Tesla is officially the largest car maker by market valuation, which is incredible given that they have a significantly smaller production line compared to companies like Toyota and Volkswagen. Anyways, folks, that wraps up today's episode. As always, make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Wednesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.